Greetings, my brothers. Here we are, greeting the beautiful day at the spot where every sunrise feels like a nod from the Almighty. Here, sacred ground where our hearts speak louder than words, memories dance, and our spirits are as resilient as it gets. We are here to shine a light on a man who has been a beacon for me, if you say, my old man, Enrique P. Gomez Sr. Came into this world December 11, 1944, and he rode off to the great beyond on April 9th, 2017. His journey here might have ended, but man, his legacy is as alive as ever, touching not just me, but every soul that he met. I got something heavy yet heartwarming to share about the man of the hour. Picture this, two-year-old me and my sisters, and this giant of a man steps in, not trying to fill anyone's boots, but to walk beside us, to guide us, to love us. He told us straight, I'm not here to replace your father. You got a dad. I'm here because I love you kids, and I love your mom. Just like that, man, he laid the cornerstone for our family on respect, understanding, and a love that's unconditional. Every twist, every turn, every time I ate dirt, he was there. No judgments, no grudges. His strength, quiet, deep, like the calm before the storm, you know? When he spoke, it was like the world went silent just to listen. His way was never about being the loudest in the room, but about being the one who, with a few words, could shift the air, command respect, all while keeping his cool, guiding us with a nod or a look, heart steady, and hand firm. Seeing this crazy ride that we call life, where labels can box us in, Enrique showed me a different path. Step and stepfather for him was not about being a stepfather. It was about stepping up, about being present, crossing that bridge to be the dad that we needed. For him, step wasn't a gap. It was a ramp built on love, sacrifice, and a dedication that had never wavered. See, this man, the one that I'm damn proud of to call my dad, he was a true north of strength, integrity, and love. He raised us believing that love is not about blood. It's about the moments shared, the lessons passed down, and the support that has always been there. He was a strong, silent type. See, when he spoke, you bet we listened. His presence alone could steer the room. Never about pushing us, but guiding us in the right direction with patience and a solid grip. I'll never forget the day that the news hit me, right? Felt like I was thrown off my ride at full speed. I was miles from home, locked up, and the darkness felt all consuming, man. But brothers, in that shadow, I found a spark, a flicker of something fierce. Something peaceful, a resurgence of faith. Right there in the belly of the beast, I turned to the good book, searching for a lifeline, right? And I found it in the story of Jesus, his trials, his endurance, his triumph. It was a reminder that with him, that we are never riding solo, never fighting our demons in the dark alone. See, Joshua 1:9, it became my rally cry, yo. And it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you may go. See, these words, man, they hit hard. Echoing the legacy that my dad left. A legacy of facing the storm head on. Heart full and faith unbreakable. As we tip our hats to the Enrique P. Gomez today, let's also crack our hearts open to the wisdom that he shared, the love that he gave freely, and the faith that was his compass. Together, let us roll under the banner of Jesus Christ, letting his light steer us through rough patches, beef up our spirits, and remind us every sunrise is not just a new day. It's a shot at redemption, a promise of strength, and a fresh start. So, Here's the deal, my brothers. As we honor my old man today, let's do more than just remember. Let's bind ourselves to that spirit of endurance, spirit of love and faith that we live by. It's about throwing open the doors to our hearts, sharing our stories, and maybe, just maybe, lighting the way for someone else wrestling with their own shadows. See, I'm calling on you to engage, share, and lean in. Drop your story, drop your struggle, your triumph in the comments below. Let's not just watch one another's backs. Let's lift each other up in faith and brotherhood in this wild ride of life. Nobody rides alone. See, we are all part of a bigger crew, united by a love that's bulletproof and a faith that can move mountains. Look at that, right? Here's the real talk, my brothers. Okay? As we tip our hats to our old man, let's also shine a spotlight on Jesus Christ, the rock on which we stand, the reason that we gather. See, he's the source of all of this strength and hope that we're talking about today. It's his example that lights our way, his sacrifice that gives us the grit to face our own battles, and his love that binds us together in this brotherhood of faith. See, in the midst of it all, I want you to remember Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not just a verse. See, it's the engine behind every mile that we conquer, every storm that we ride out. Jesus is the ultimate road captain leading us, not just towards victory over our struggles, but towards a deeper, more profound connection with each other and with him. Let's not forget Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So every time that we come together, sharing our tales, lifting each other up, he's right here with us. This is not about remembering the legends who have ridden ahead to the great beyond. It is about recognizing the presence, the power, and the love of Jesus Christ in our lives every single day. In the midst of all, I want you to remember Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, it's not just a verse, folks. It's the engine behind every mile that we conquer, every storm that we ride out. Jesus is the ultimate road captain, leading us not just towards victory over our struggles, but towards a deeper, more profound connection with each other. And here we go. And let's not forget Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. So see, every time that we come together sharing our tales, lifting each other up, he's right here with us. You got me? See, this is not about remembering the legends who have ridden ahead in the great beyond. It is about recognizing the presence and the power and the love of Jesus Christ in our lives each and every single day. So till we meet again, keep your wheels riding as you were. Keep your wheels rolling, your head high, and your heart open. Walk in faith, live with fortitude, and in the name of Jesus, he's the path, the truth, and the life in this wild ride. God bless y'all. Ride strong. Ride free. And remember, in Jesus, we've all got the ultimate riding partner for life. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.